Hey, greetings. This is Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio, bringing you another episode of Discernment and Truth from God's Word. Today's title, Should Christians Keep the Festivals? You know, this question comes up often, and we often are contacted by people who have left denominational religion, begin to read God's Word more, and they begin to see the festivals and things of the Old Testament. So people ask this question. Also, you have the false cult of Hebrew roots out there teaching people that they should be keeping the Old Testament laws, the Torah, the festivals. And so we like to expose that error. You can go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog and go to our Spirit and Truth blog, where we exposed Hebrew roots as being unbiblical and deceiving people. But as always, the answer to the questions that we need when it comes to spiritual truth and eternal truth is found in God's Word. The answer for the festivals is very much like that of tithing. People have asked us about tithing, and tithing can be taught the same way. We'll use the same format as we teach in tithing. Who was it given to? When was it given? How was it practiced? And again, you can go to Spirit and Truth blog and find an article on tithing. We teach that tithing is not for the believers today. That was given for Israel. But as for the festivals, okay, if you may not know it, there were 7 festivals of the Lord: Feast of Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits, Feast of Pentecost, Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Atonement, and Feasts of the Tabernacle. Now, the question, should Christians today be celebrating these festivals? Well, that's what we'll try to answer here using the same idea, a same method we did with tithing, going to God's Word. We have 5 points here. Well, actually, we have 7 points that we'll cover. 1, all these festivals were given to Israel, just like tithing, or anyone that was journeying with them at that time. It was never given to Gentiles. So keep that in mind. 2, these fests were linked to harvests in Israel and events in Israel, not anywhere else, making it impossible to do them today correctly and biblically. 3, fests involve the temple and sacrifices, which cannot be done today since the temple is no longer standing and Christ ended the blood sacrificial system. 4, the festivals called Israelite men to Israel up to 3 times a year to go to the temple. There's no temple today, so it can't be done. 5, some say the fests are forever, but when you study the word olam, Hebrew word for forever, you'll see that's not what it means at all. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog and look up an article, Sabbath Keeping, and you'll see where we take that word olam and show you how many things that said they were forever, olam, are not, no longer in existence. 6, there is evidence in Scripture the Apostle Paul did not always keep the festivals himself through his travels, through his journeys. And 7, there's zero teaching from the apostles called and anointed by God to teach the Gentiles how to live for God. There's no evidence of them teaching festivals or Old Testament law keeping. Now, that last point alone should really slam home the fact that it's not for the believers today, that we're never instructed or trained to keep those ways, right? Now, when we look at Scripture, let's go to Scripture. Paul talks about in Romans 14, it's known as the Liberty chapter, he talks about these things when he's talking about Jews to Gentile believers, and he says this: for one believeth that he made all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou to judge another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or fall, yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, let it regardeth unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. Romans 14. What Paul is talking about here is he had a contrast between Israelite Jewish believers in Christ and the Gentiles who did not have that Israelite Old Testament background. Some were keeping Sabbath, some were eating pork. The Gentiles weren't going to be doing those things. Paul's saying don't judge each other over those things. And we have other scriptures to show you why we don't do that. Colossians 2, 16, 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holiday or any new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but which is the body of Christ. Here Paul is teaching us that those things that were confusing the early believers, Jewish believers to the Gentile believers, the festivals, the holy days, the Sabbaths, they really all pointed to Christ, and they were a shadow of things to come, and we'll cover that a little bit more. So remember that. Paul is saying do not judge each other, all right? For some of the Israels were doing some of the Old Testament ways, the new early believers were not, that were of the Gentiles. And so we're not to be forcing people that were not of those traditions to be keeping them. That's what Paul is teaching. 1 Corinthians 5, 7 through 8. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now, if you read that, some people try to twist it and say, see, Paul was keeping the festivals. Well, go read, keep reading in 1 Corinthians and go to 1 Corinthians 11. And what you find, Paul was instructing them to keep the Lord's Supper. Christ had moved us from the old covenant to the new covenant. He was the Passover lamb. We now celebrate the Lord's Supper. We no longer celebrate Passover. 1 Corinthians 9, 21. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. And to them under the law as under the law, that I might gain them under the law. To them that are without law as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I may gain them that are without the law. Again, Apostle Paul's making the distinction between Jewish believers and the non-Jewish believers at that time, and that the Gentiles have the law of Christ now. We're no longer under the Old Testament law. That's pretty clear. Let's see, Romans 8, verses 2 through 4. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but by the Spirit. So again, Paul's making it clear the Old Testament law and all of its ways could really do nothing for us. Everything was pointing to Christ and the new covenant to come. How about Galatians 4, 10 through 11? But now, after that ye have been made known, or rather known to God, now ye are turning again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereon you desire again to be in bondage. You observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid for you, lest I've bestowed upon you labor in vain. Here Paul is rebuking the Jewish believers for going back to the Old Testament ways and trusting in them for their faith, when he's moved them onto the new covenant, the blood of Christ. This is sinful to go backwards, so Christians today don't go backwards to the festivals. How about John 1:17? For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we see the law was given to Moses, Israel. Christ now gives us grace and truth to the new covenant that's come. In Matthew 26:26, we read this. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, eat. Take of this, eat of my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is the blood of the New Testament, for which is shed for the remission of sins. All right. Now, here Jesus is taking us clearly from the old covenant ways to the new covenant, from the Passover, the slaughtering of lambs, to his sacrifice for us. It was all pointing directly to him, his coming. He's the one that we should be focusing on now. The festivals all pointing to his coming. Now he's here. We should be focusing on him. What John the Baptist says this in John 1:29. The next day John, seeing Jesus come, and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. So Jesus is our Passover lamb. We don't go backwards to the Passover. We go forward to Christ as our Passover lamb. How about Ephesians 2:15? having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make himself twain one man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. So Paul's talking about here the Jews and the Gentiles coming together one body. There's only one body of Christ. There's not a body of Jews. There's not a body of non-Jews. There's one body, and that's what Christ did at the cross, was to bring us together. He abolished the old law against us. He fulfilled it, but he abolished it being held over our heads, and via the cross we're set free from that bondage, and that would be keeping the festivals and the Old Testament ways. Matthew 27, verses 50 through 51. When Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent. It twain from top to bottom, and the earthquake and the rocks rent. Here, this is very important. Most people don't understand this. When Christ died, there was a veil separating the Holy of Holies, where God's Spirit was, okay, where he dwelled, where only the priest could enter. That was torn, and we now had access to God directly through Jesus Christ. There's the new covenant. The Passover lamb had come and sacrificed himself for his people. It shows us the Old Testament was pushed aside just like a shadow, okay, and the new light had come. That was the new covenant of Christ, and that would be include the festivals as well had gone away. Hebrews 8, and in that he saith, a new covenant, he hath made the first one old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. So we're being taught here that the old is moving away, taking place the new covenant, and that is the focus on Christ. Now, maybe what's most important to talk about the festivals is to go to Acts 15, and we see that there was a council, and they gave the non-Jewish believers at the time instructions on how to live. Here's what it says in Acts 15. For as much as we have heard that certain men went out from us and have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. So you see, the leaders, the apostles of the New Testament body, did not give commandments to the Gentiles to keep the Old Testament law, which would be the festivals. That's pretty clear. Now, there's more scriptures as well that are damning to people that tell you should be keeping the Old Testament and keeping the festivals. Apostle Paul, he was the perfect man for keeping the law. He was a Jew of the Jews. He was totally trained in all of their Jewish ways. And what he says about all of his Jewish training, the Old Testament law, keeping those ways, what he says in Philippians 3 is pretty amazing. He says this, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath, thereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised on the eighth day, the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me? Those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but a loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them as dung, that I may win Christ. Those are pretty strong words. All of his religious training, all of his Jewish heritage, his Old Testament keeping, all of that was dung, horse manure. Manure is the word dung, to knowing Christ. You see how everything's changed and has become all about Christ, and we're not to go backwards to trying to focus and keeping on the old. That's very, very important. I hope those scripture verses show you how important it is that we look forward to the new, okay? And we don't get dragged back into the old festivals. Many people in the Hebrew Roots movement, or people that just try to teach you to keep the Sabbath, that is not what God's Word teaches. The Sabbath is never taught to be kept. The festivals are never taught to be kept. I use the word Gentile in my audio here and on my article that's on the Unbiblical Teachers blog about keeping, or on the Spirit and Truth blog that's about keeping the festivals, only to make a distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. There is no Jew or Gentile now. Paul teaches we're all one body in Christ. It's because of what Christ has done. Okay? Very important. So, again, I'd encourage you to go to Spirit and Truth, our Spirit and Truth blog, and look up the articles on Sabbath keeping, on Hebrew Roots Exposed, this article on the festivals. We give you lots of scripture and lots of reasons why that we are not to go backwards into the old. We are to go forward. Another verse here, Hebrews 8. But now he hath obtained a more excellent ministry, much more he has become a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. You see that? The new is better than the old. That's what the writer of Hebrews, I believe it's Apostle Paul, tells us. And so we don't want to go backwards. We want to have the fullness of Christ, and we are under the law of Christ now. So those things of keeping Saturday, not eating pork, doing festivals, they don't apply to believers today. We're in the new covenant. And Scripture, when you understand it and study it upon Scripture, and you have a foundation seeing the old and the shadows versus the new and the light now that has come in Jesus Christ, it all makes perfect sense. So I hope this article's helped you to see why Christians don't keep festivals today. You certainly could do them as a remembrance if you weren't tying your salvation to them. You can certainly gather on a Saturday as long as you're not telling people you must gather on the Sabbath Saturday. These things would be a remembrance. Some of the Israelite believers still do that, yet they're trusting in Messiah Christ for their salvation alone via the blood and the cross. So keep that in mind. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. And go to John 4:24 Radio. We bring you the biblical gospel. We teach you how to keep the true New Testament body versus all these false ways of man. And of course, we expose all the false ways of man-made religion on every corner in America. Thanks for listening. Until next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.